have reiterated our appreciation and heartfelt thanks to the American President for his visit here. And like all politicians, we have some unfinished business, and that is that the next time he comes back, he's going to bring his golf clubs. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Well, first of all, let me just say how extraordinarily grateful I am to the Taoiseach, to the President of Ireland for their extraordinary hospitality to myself and Michelle. It is heartwarming to be here, and people even arranged for the sun to come out shortly after I arrived. The friendship and the bond between the United States and Ireland could not be stronger. Obviously, it is not just a matter of strategic interests, it's not just a matter of foreign policy. For the United States, Ireland carries a blood link with it. And for the millions of Irish Americans, this continues to symbolize the homeland and the extraordinary traditions of an extraordinary people. The Taoiseach and I have already had occasion to meet in Washington. It's wonderful to be able to discuss with him again some of the important issues that he is working on. We're glad to see the progress is being made in stabilizing the economic situation here. I know it's a hard road, but it's one that the Irish people are more than up to the task in achieving. What I emphasized is that we want to continue to strengthen the bonds of trade and commerce between our two countries, and that we are rooting for Ireland's success, and we'll do everything that we can to be helpful on the path to recovery. We also wanted to express our extraordinary appreciation to Ireland for all the work that it does internationally. I mentioned that Ireland punches above its weight. It's a small country, but the work it does on a range of issues, from peacekeeping to trainers in Afghanistan, to the work we're doing together on food security, to its strong voice on human rights, all that makes an enormous difference around the world. And you know, the extraordinary relationship that we have with Ireland is also reflected in the work that it does in the EU. So we're grateful for that. Finally, I wanted to just express to the Irish people, and I'll have occasion to make some lengthier remarks later, how inspired we have been by the progress that's been made in Northern Ireland. Because it speaks to the possibilities of peace and people in long-standing struggles being able to reimagine their relationships. To see Her Majesty, the Queen of England, come here and to see the mutual warmth and healing that I think took place as a consequence of that visit, to know that the former Taoiseach, Fitzgerald, was able to witness the Queen coming here. That sends a signal not just in England, not just here in Ireland, but around the world. It sends what Bobby Kennedy once called a ripple of hope that may manifest itself in a whole range of ways. And so to all those who have been working tirelessly to bring about peace in Northern Ireland, to those who've been willing to take those risks, we are grateful to them. To your administration, which I know is carrying on that legacy and continues to invest in it, we appreciate it. We are proud of the part that America played in helping to get both sides to talk and to provide a space for that conversation to take place. And we want you to know that we will continue to be there as that moves forward. And we're confident that it in fact will. So I'm extraordinarily grateful to be here. To the Irish people, thank you for the wonderful welcome you're providing my wife and myself.
you come back to London?
Professor Padraig White in Trinity College, she's the professor of children's literature, approached me some time ago. In 1922, Padraig Cullum was commissioned by the Hawaiian Literature to track down myths and legends of Hawaii and write them as children's stories. And he produced three volumes of children's stories, which I have presented, and I've had the honor of the first edition, not to the president, not to his first lady, but to his children, Malia and Sasha, stories of their daddy's birthplace, and I hope they enjoy them.
Well, this is an extraordinary gift, and it just confirms that if you need somebody to do some good writing, you hire an Irishman.